This is the brief on Valve's staged Left 4 Dead 2 leak. So, almost two decades later, veteran writer Chet Felizic finally confessed that Valve deliberately leaked their own ultraviolent trailer to outsmart censors, cementing their legacy as gaming's ultimate digital outlaws. First up, the ultimate inside job. Back in 2009, the ESRB, the game industry's rating board, flat out banned the trailer from conventions for its intense chainsaw gore. Well, instead of bowing to corporate censorship, Valve secretly dumped the uncompressed master file right onto peer-to-peer trackers themselves. Seriously, compare this to a major Hollywood studio bootlegging their own movie just to bypass the MPAA. Second, talk about weaponizing the Streisand effect. Because it was leaked anonymously, Valve totally avoided trade penalties while racking up over 3.8 million downloads in just 48 hours, perfectly showcasing their revolutionary procedural damage engine. So, you gotta wonder, did the censors actually do Valve a massive favor by turning this trailer into forbidden digital contraband? Finally, disarming the mob. Right while this leak was happening, 40,000 angry users on Steam, Valve's massive gaming platform, organized a boycott because the sequel was releasing so soon. Instead of sending out legal threats, Valve's president, Gabe Newell, personally flew the protest leaders out to headquarters, let them play the game, and instantly converted them into vocal advocates. It's crazy. Most companies build defensive walls, but Valve literally invited the wolves inside for dinner to prove their mechanical genius. You absolutely have to go to TekkenGame.com to read the full forensic breakdown of this legendary 17-year secret. Ultimately, Valve's 2009 masterclass proves that uncompromising artistic vision and radical community transparency will beat focus-tested corporate PR every single time.